You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time at Tuesday Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency. Some thoughts from Coach Matt Rhule on the way. Jabba Chamberlain talks Husker baseball and some MLB next hour. We welcome in Mitch Sherman from The Athletic, at Mitch Sherman on Twitter. Mitch, how we doing? Did you get some baseball in this weekend?
Had a little practice. I am well. Hope you're well. No, we're supposed to have a game tomorrow night, the season opener for our 12-year-olds. So I wish it was tonight, because it's 52 and sunny and feels pretty good. But 24 hours from now, I think looks considerably worse. So hoping the forecast is wrong and we can play. Otherwise, our kids are on spring break up here, so we're not going to play until next weekend. Doubleheader on Saturday.
Good work. We are at Southeast tomorrow, when it's going to be an incredible 46 and partly cloudy. So,
yeah,
I hope
that's about what we're dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot to digest from the open practice, Mitch, and some of the post-practice comments. And I want to start with A.J. Rollins and wearing the gray jersey. And you've seen him, and you saw him in Omaha as a prep standout, and same here. I thought he wowed and was excited he was coming to Lincoln for college football, and now he's kind of trying to find a home. And does it say, all right, good on this staff that they're using his athleticism to get after the quarterback, presumably, or does it say, wow, they've just found more options at tight end, so maybe there's not as much room as there could be for him? What's your take on Rollins, and what does it say to you with him maybe switching over to defense?
Well, I think they recognize the kind of athlete that he is and know that it's important to get somebody like that on the field. And I think it's encouraging that this staff is feeling the urgency there to do something that is going to benefit them short-term and long-term. And it may just be that they were thinking short-term, like, where can we use some help? Okay, we got this guy at tight end who's a good athlete but might not crack the top two or three at that position. So is there somewhere else we can put him on the field where we're not as deep? And Nebraska is deep at tight end because of Eric Gilbert and his transfer and Thomas Bodoni coming back from injury. I think if everybody's healthy, just from an athletic standpoint, those are the two most gifted players, and they're going to get a lot of reps, a lot of snaps during the season. Now, they've had a hard time getting on the field in the previous seasons of their college career, but Nebraska hopes that changes here in 2023. So if that's the case, you look at Rollins as a short-term fix on the defensive side, and maybe you lucked into something. With the way that Matt Rhule described it, he's a natural on the defensive side. He played defense in high school, but was viewed more as an offensive prospect. Sometimes, you know, it takes this kind of a coaching change to shake some things up, to get a new set of eyes, a different perspective, and you might find something that just takes off. And, you know, Rhule seemed pretty excited today in talking about AJ as a defensive player. He said he's been leading, you know, he's been the best pass rusher, has the most sacks so far through five practices, which, again, you can take as a question about who's out there on the defensive line, or you can look at it and say, all right, they've really found something. I think Rhule portrayed it in the latter context, and maybe A.J. Rollins is a guy now for the rest of his career. This is to be determined, but there's the possibility that a change has been initiated that can serve him well for the rest of his career and help Nebraska too.
Yeah, Mitch, to your point,
about being able to see that situation with Rollins two ways. I kind of was the same way with a quote from Jeff Sims today about the offensive line. He said they've been protecting him well with pass protection, and I want to get your take on that. Which way do you take that? I think from my own eye test, the little bits and clips we've seen from practice and then what we've seen from the offensive line following practice at pressers, that offensive line does look just a little bit different. But do you think that they've made that kind of progress through this offseason and through spring ball, that maybe they're not the biggest concern on this football team as they were a couple months ago?
Well, I think it's still a concern. I think it's a concern, in one, because of the depth, lack of depth that they have on the offensive line. You know, they're relying on a handful of walk-ons just to fill out two offensive lines and you know, a first team and a second team. And I know Matt Rhule had some good things to say today about several of the walk-ons who are there. But, you know, that's probably a not all of them are even ready to play at this point. Dylan Parrott is a guy who's been mentioned multiple times, a player out of Iowa who has impressed Rhule with just his physical size. And now that they're out on the practice field, with his ability to operate on the offensive line. And I believe that the comment that Rhule made in assessing it was that he's got a chance to be able to play. So that kind of puts back in perspective where he's at. They're not looking at him to fill one of the top five spots this year. If they do, it's because some injuries have occurred or there's been more attrition. So keep it in perspective, I would say, with where they're at as an offensive group. I would say I do believe that some of these guys have undergone a little bit of a transformation, and I saw that just physically with Turner Corcoran today. He looked to be in better shape, and he's dealt with a lot of injuries and has had to shift back and forth with positions, and there's been a lot asked of him in all of his seasons at Nebraska that I think has prevented him from developing into the best player that he can be. Remember, this is a borderline five-star kid out of Kansas a few years ago who just, you know, has been a starter for Nebraska but has not taken that next step to be kind of the all-conference kind of player that was expected from him, and he looks physically like a different guy this spring. So that's a good sign. I caught that comment too from Jeff Sims about how well they've been pass blocking for him. And I think some of that, and all the quarterbacks, I think some of that has to do with there aren't any ferocious pass rushers out there from a defensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, Nebraska's missing, of course, Garrett Nelson and Caleb Tanner from a year ago. Some of the outside linebackers like MJ Sherman are just getting Chief Borders. They're just getting acclimated right now. Ty Robinson is not there as a presence in the middle for the defensive line right now. So, and if AJ Rollins can walk in and go across the other side of the ball and be as effective or more effective than anybody as a pass rusher, you know, I think they've got a lot of improvement and a lot of steps still to take in that area. And that probably has something to do with why the offensive line has held up well in pass protection.
Mitch Sherman is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. And Mitch, we were talking about as well as A.J. Rollins, but Stephon Wynn is a name on that defensive line that has struggled at least depth-wise so far this spring. Do you think that, you know, Matt Rhule and co. just kind of throws him out there and see what he can do? Because obviously the talent is there. He's from Alabama. Or is he a guy you continue to develop kind of in the second or third team? Or do you just kind of throw him in right away because of that lack of depth?
Well, the urgency is there with him. You know, he's a six-year senior, and he's had a lot of opportunities in his career. You know, at Alabama, of course, he's behind All-Americans, you know, at every turn. And then at Nebraska, there was a chance for him to come in and be a big-time contributor last year because it was a different level of play. You know, the guys who were in the defensive line room were a step down or several steps down from what he experienced with competition internally in the first 4 years of his career. And, you know, he didn't grow into that kind of a player who was out there consistently changing the game. So, you know, and I haven't heard much about Stephon Wynn this spring. That doesn't mean that he, you know, is disappointing. We'll hear from Terrence Knighton, Nebraska's defensive line coach, soon. And that'll be a question like, all right, it has, you know, has the light come on? And, you know, Knighton doesn't have anything to compare it to. Other than seeing that he was recruited by Alabama and then coveted by Nebraska out of the portal. So, you know, the physical skills are there, but, you know, it's got to translate to the practice field, and it's got to translate to the playing field. I don't think they're looking at him as a guy who's just a body who can be a second or third team guy. If that's the case, he's probably not on the roster come August. You know, he's going to be there. It's a step up now and step into a role where you can really impact this team.
Mitch Sherman's with us. Mitch, want to wrap up with some recruiting thoughts and impressions you have with just the work and this unofficial visit weekend last weekend, where you had so many high star guys in town, led by Dylan Raiola. The job Rule and staff have done to get him here on their own dime.
Yeah, just getting them to come was a big win for Nebraska. Having that weekend, pulling it off, and you know, keeping it together. Sometimes that, when those big weekends with unofficial visits are put together, they look really good, you know, a few weeks or even a few days out, and then things don't materialize because flights weren't booked or they were more expensive than the recruits thought. It's a little bit different than when the school is paying for everyone to come in, and the players don't have to worry about their hotels or their flights. So the fact that they ended up bringing in just about everybody who was scheduled, and you know, a number of five-star guys and a dozen or so four-star players, and of course Raiola was here, and you had Baker, the big offensive tackle from California, and Williams Nwaneri, the D lineman from Kansas City, who I thought there were some questions a week ago about whether he was going to make it in, and he did for a short period of time before moving on to Ohio State. Look, it just sends a message from Rule to these kids and to other kids too, because players all over the country see that Nebraska brought in this kind of talent on an unofficial visit weekend, and you know, they're going to be curious and you know, want to know what Rule's got cooking, and they're going to hear about it from some of these players and read, you know, like everybody does, the comments that those guys who were here make after they leave. So we'll see. And I'm not expecting necessarily in the short term, and maybe not even in the long term, for that weekend to produce a high number of players in the 2024 recruiting class. But, you know, listening to Rule talk about it today, that's not necessarily a problem. They're in the mode of getting their message out and building a foundation where now they can get some of these guys or maybe some guys who these players influence to come back for the spring game or to come back and set official visit dates later in the spring. And you know, that then can go the next level and start to fill up the 2024 class for Nebraska.
Mitch, about 15 seconds. What are you working on with The Athletic, bud?
Just got some stuff from Matt Rule's availability and observations out of the open period, the open 40 minutes that we had at practice today. So that piece will be out tomorrow, and then we'll be on to defense on Thursday.
Sounds good. Mitch, appreciate your time. Good to spend a few minutes with you. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is, Mitch Sherman with us from The Athletic. Find that podcast portion of Hail Varsity Radio with Mitch Sherman, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and yes, the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. What's the correct stance on your rival? We'll get into that next.